This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here at 3:45 on a Friday afternoon. It's time for Krusty's Corner. This could be Dusty's Corner, though. Check this out as West Texas dust has arrived once again. I don't think the winds are 80 miles an hour like they were in the panhandle, knocking over 18-wheelers today, Brian. Pretty crazy video out there, but it's a wild scene here downtown.
Yeah, it is pretty wild. And we had this happen, few days ago, right?
Yeah,
didn't we have the same situation with the dustiness and all that?
Yeah, from Lubbock. The Raider rash was in there.
Raider rash.
It's a great time to be indoors and enjoy your AC thanks to Reliant Air Conditioning. Yes. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Hey, you said Dusty?
Yep.
You know, just for a word for the wise, you never want to get in a scrap with a dude named Dusty.
Oh, it's not going to go well, yeah, is it?
Dusty's don't die, bro.
Dusty's always got time.
They just don't die.
So
the old
going.
Saying is you got to kill him to stop him.
You got
to
stop a Dusty, man.
Yeah. Dusty's usually get 240 pounds solid.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Scrappy. Hey, Lucius, congratulations to your guy, to your Memphis. Can I give you Memphis, the Tigers?
Penny.
Did he get the victory today?
He sure did.
On his way to the championship
game. Coach of the year and everything.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, I think is Memphis is one of those programs that kind of plays on the edge, right? A little bit.
When you might get a house for your mama, something like that, near campus.
You kind of appreciate as a fan of Memphis, you're kind of digging what your coaches are trying to do there, right?
Yeah, Penny watched it. He was in that movie Blue Chips, and he was so that's how they do it.
Yeah, so he's got the Nick Nolte character.
Yeah,
he's buying tractors. Figuring it out for everybody. All right. Yeah, but man, this basketball stuff's really good, though. By the way, and we're next week, right? We're out.
Yep,
Colby's Burgers.
Yeah. Yep,
here we come, Ulysses.
Right, yeah, let's
do it again.
Looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Try not to get my cast so drunk this time.
That was unbelievable.
You know that. By the way, we have an event after that, right?
We do. We'll see if we make that one.
Yeah. Well, we have our Sandlot charity dinner,
dude. It's for the kids.
We have to make that.
Rachel Ring is a massive tolo. She gets it.
She paid for dinner for all of us.
She paid to eat with you, Brian.
Wait, is this the same thing?
Same day, Lucius.
Oh.
Yeah, we double-dipped on the sked.
Okay.
We scheduled, and then we got scheduled.
Cold beers, cheeseburgers, and barbecue.
We're going to be waxed at that dinner, I'll tell you what. You're going to get your money's worth.
Thank you so much. You're the best, Tolo.
You're the best.
I'm going to try this brisket.
This beef rib is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Eat off of her plate.
All right. Cowboys did make a couple of signings. By the way, can I ask you guys this question? With the two running back signings, there's a possibility that one of those guys might not be here, right? We're not committed to these guys,
much like Royce Freeman last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not really committed to either one of these cats, right?
No. And I would probably lean Miles Sanders maybe being the one that doesn't make it.
Agreed. I mean, at least you know Javonte Williams has a skill set that is usable.
Blocker,
pass catcher. Okay, yeah. We can do something with that.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders, there's nothing
there's not really an attribute to his game that's really special at all.
Yeah, these free agent signings, I know we've had this discussion. It's not keeping me from drafting anybody.
No, your starting running back's in this draft.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to sit there and go, oh, man, I feel really great about what I'm doing here right now.
I mean, if I close my eyes and imagine the Cowboys being really good next year, it's got to be with an absolute stud runner. And right now they have Jobber, two times. Yeah. And it's a tragedy they let Rico go. You had something solid that wasn't going to break the bank. Give it some time. Bring this guy back. Now at least we know we're solid. These guys might be terrible next year. So I think it's possible they don't draft anybody, Brian. And, you know, we're looking at like Joe Randall and Darren McFadden, but maybe a little worse.
We need a factor back, don't we?
We do. Dawson. That's right.
Factor back.
And a thick necktie.
Yeah, both of those go hand in hand. I'm scataboo until the day I die. Unless, of course, in year three, he's just a flame out. Then I'll bail. Won't die on the hill. I'll just be embarrassed
on
it.
You want to die on that hill?
I'm a scataboo.
Would you die on the scataboo hill?
No. There's better backs. I mean, I like him. He's solid.
No, obviously, I'm not saying like you take him in the first or second round or anything like that. But I think where you can get him, value-wise, sign me up all day.
Can I ask you, Zach, what's the last back on your list that you would feel good about drafting? The last one.
The last one?
About that. It's capable of being the leading rusher in year one because that void is still glaring.
Might be Taj Brooks out of Tech.
I tell you what. I watched ATN from Georgia.
Oh, the Georgia kid, yeah.
I mean, I think I could carry this thing to the late. I think I could carry it to the late fourth, maybe even the fifth.
The problem is, like, I've thought Brooks would go in the fifth. But he ran a really good time.
He's going to go a lot earlier than that.
He might go as high as the third.
You haven't seen Krosky Merritt, the hyphenated name?
Krosky?
Krosky Merritt.
The Arizona kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
Problem is, we just didn't get to see him play at all last year.
Did you watch the New Mexico team?
But he looked good. Yeah, and I saw him at the Senior Bowl or the Shrine Bowl before days of practice. And he looked good. I mean, he moved better than anybody. And that might just be because he had fresh legs.
Yeah, but I wonder why that might be my last guy. That might be my last guy.
See, but all these teams are going to have them like ordered, like Kyle Manunga out of Rutgers, Damian Martinez out of Miami. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like some of these guys might have them higher, lower, like Jordan James out of Oregon. Is he going to last till round five? Is he going to go in the third round? Like Scatabo could go in the third.
I have him in the third myself.
You might have to take him at 76.
That's just a damn football player.
I wouldn't love that.
I mean, let's just be real about it.
You know, he's a football player. You know, you're right about that. You're right about that. I wonder what they're going to do with James. Smith from SMU. Do you think he's more of a receiver? Do you think he's more of a receiver than he is a real running back? I mean, receiver, running back guy?
I think that he's got running back. He can run the ball. Like I've seen him go between the tackles, and he can make some guys miss.
I like him, too,
and I think they like him. I think they're a fan of his. I mean, you got the Kansas guys, like Giddens from Kansas State, who I'm a big fan of, Devin Neal. But all those, like, again, like, I'm looking at the third round. Like, I don't think those guys are going to last till the fifth.
Yeah.
Like, I think at pick 76, you've got to probably have taken your dude. Or else you're risking, like, last year, maybe getting wiped by this thing. Like, they might all get gobbled up in the fourth.
I don't think they're going to get wiped out. I will say this, though. I am not very high on Miles Sanders. I don't think Miles Sanders is very elusive. I don't think he has any speed to get to the outside. He had three runs of 10-plus yards last year.
Probably same number as Zeke.
That was it. Yeah, pretty much. He doesn't really have the speed for the outside. He's very straight line. He played in that system in Carolina where he's much better if he could play in the pistol where he can line up behind the quarterback and they can hand him the ball going downhill.
I don't know if Shoddy's doing pistol.
But if he plays sidecar, if he plays that next to the quarterback and hand him the ball and have to start again type of running back, this guy is not going to be that good for you that way. So I don't think he has the quickness to play that way, and so that's why I was asking. I'm not married to any of these guys right now at running back. I think your running backs, like I said, I would have double dipped at running back in the draft is what I would have done. You know, I think it's deep enough that you could have done that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dante Fowler on the other end. Let me tell you this about Dante Fowler. And, Chief, you're asking about his ability to play the run. And I was like, okay, I'm curious now. But he did a much better job of taking on blockers. And when not only the tight ends, but also tackles, or also people coming out trying to get him on the edge. Did a much better job of playing with his hands and getting off blocks. There were a couple of games, too, where he really did a good job of chasing down from the backside, where they left him unblocked, and all of a sudden you see him running through the trash to get to, you know, get to the front side over there to make a tackle.
He's got that type of quickness for sure.
He does. He does. And, you know, he can extend. He looked like he was playing off blocks, like I said. He chasing the football. The quickness is still there. He's really good in the twist game still. Dan Quinn was moving around. You watch his sacks that he had. Were a couple that were off the edge where he was just winning against the tackle, and then there's the others where they were moving him around, and then he was inside, and the quarterback's trying to kind of escape, and he's able to close and avoid the blocker and then make the play. So there were a couple times, too, where he was rushing, and he was able to rock these tackles back with a little bit of some power to his game. So I think he has the tools to kind of stay after you that way in the running game. It was nice to see him play well on the move, and I think you got a legitimate sacker here when you're looking at your defensive line, when you compare him or pair him with Micah on the outside, and you know, this guy's going to give you more sacks than probably what Tank was going to give you.
For sure.
And the run game stuff has improved from what we've seen from him the last few years, but much better job, kind of a more complete player than just a guy that's just going to be a bendy edge rusher. This guy's got some complete football to his game now, watching his Commanders tape here.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.